In London City was Beecham born, and other lands he went to see, till he was captured by savage Moor, and treated cruel then was he. For through his shoulder he cast a ring, and through the ring of old Fighty, he made him draw the carts of wine, where horse and ox were wont to be. His bed was in a dungeon deep, where nothing could he hear or see. He was shut in the prison strong, and he was treated cruelly. A daughter had this proud Moor man, her name it was Susie Pye, and down she went to the prison door, and said, "Young Beecham, draw ye nigh. Oh, have ye houses, lands, or rent, or cities in your own country? If ye be out this prison strong, couldst ye maintain a lady free? A London city is my own, and other cities two or three. Ye loose me out these prison walls, I could maintain a lady free." Oh, then she bribed her father's men with gold and white money. She got the key of the prison door, and she set Lord Beecham free. Oh, get ye on good shipboard, hasten to your own country, but come ye back in 7 years, my own true love, and marry me. She waited long, 7 years, and longed her true love for to see. Then she set her foot on a ship, and away from home sailed she. She sailed up and she sailed down, till she came to the other side. She landed at Lord Beecham's gate, hoping this day to be his bride. "Is this Lord Beecham gate?" said she, "and is the noble lord now here? Eh, he is with his winsome bride, and many lords and ladies fair. Oh, has he taken them a bride, and has he forgotten me?" Tears wet the cheeks of Susie Pye. Why would I were in my own country? Then in her pocket goes her hand, she gives the porters guineas three. "Sing, get ye on a hurry, man, and bid the bridegroom speak with me." And when the porter found the lord, it's very low he bowed the knee, saying, "There's a lady at thy door, the like of whom I never did see. On every finger she has a ring, and on the middle finger three. The gold upon her throat and brow would buy an earldom's land for me." Then your Lord Beecham up he sprang, and cried aloud did he, "It can be none save Susie Pye that has come o'er the sea to me." Oh, quickly he ran down the stairs, oh, quick he went his love to see. He clasped her closely in his arms, and then he kissed her tenderly. She said, "Has taken a bonny bride? Oh, have you then forgotten me? Hast thou forgotten the moorland maid that gave you life and liberty?" She turned away her pretty face to hide the tears that fastly fell. "I'll strive no more to think of thee, Lord Beecham, I bid you farewell. 'Tis not farewell ye cannot go, it's not my wife that you must be. Though I played the fool, say 'tis not too late. Oh, love, with thee I would spend my life. Take back your daughter, madam," he says, "I will I will give her a double dower, for I must marry my own true love, else I will die within the hour. He took his true love by the hand and led her to the fountain stone, and he changed her name from Susie Pie to Lady Jane, thus to atone. And happy was they 2 4 years, for his wife he loved dearly. He told his sons and daughters fair how Lady Jane sailed o'er the sea.